Well, today is the feast day of one of the newest saints on our Catholic calendar, St. John the 23rd. And St. John the 23rd was known as Good Pope John. He was so beloved among the Catholics as well as people of all religions. Loved this large, jovial cardinal that was chosen to become pope. They loved him for his way with people, his affection, his wonderful spirituality, his sense of humor. When one of the reporters asked Pope how many people worked at the Vatican, he said, about half of them. John the 23rd, his baptismal name was Angelo Giuseppe Roncalli. He was the third of 13 children, born into a very poor Italian sharecropping family. He entered the seminary and studied in Rome on a scholarship. He then served as a secretary to the bishop in Bergamo, and then as a diplomat for the Holy See. And at the age of 76, he was elected pope in the year 1958, considered to be like an interim pope or just a placeholding pope. He surprised the world by opening the Second Vatican Council. And he called this ecumenical council to address the Church's mission to the modern world. And so Vatican II convened on October 11th, and that's why his feast day is on October 11th, which is very rare because normally it's the day that the Pope dies, or any saint dies, or perhaps it could be their day of birth, but it was actually chosen October 11th, because that's the day Vatican II opened in the year 1962, and he died of June the next year, so he did not have much of an opportunity to see much of the Vatican Council, because that was from 1962 to 1965, and he died in 1963. His, of course, legacy is the Vatican Council. And the Vatican Council was an opportunity to bring about the new evangelization. They say, if you look at history, it always takes 50 to 100 years to implement a Vatican Council. So we're just seeing the beginnings of the implementation of Vatican II, even in our own day, of the idea of the evangelization of all peoples and our mission to help save souls and have contact with the modern world in a way to transform the modern world to become followers of Jesus Christ. When you look at the documents of Vatican II, we see that one of the main themes of Vatican II is, of course, the dignity of the human person, which St. John Paul II talks so much about. We also see in Vatican II the teaching that everyone is called to holiness. Everyone is called to become a saint. Not only priests and nuns, but every lay person, every man, woman, and child is called to become a saint, called to holiness. And then we also see in Vatican II that everyone is called to be an apostle. We cannot keep the faith to ourselves. We have to interact with the modern world. We need to evangelize the modern world and to help save souls. So if we could summarize Vatican II, we could say the call to holiness and the call to evangelization in the modern world. So I certainly would encourage you to read the documents of Vatican II. They're very beautiful documents, some on the liturgy, some on different aspects of the church in the modern world, and the beautiful document on the church itself, and the amazing chapter on our Blessed Mother in the last chapter of the church's document. Also, a beautiful book to read would be his own journal, his autobiography called The Journey of a Soul is the name of it. And that would give you his childhood, his background in the seminary, and his different travels, and then being chosen to be pope. He never expected to be pope. When he came down from Venice for the Vatican Council, he bought a round-trip ticket because he felt there's no way in the world that a 76-year-old cardinal from Venice would become the pope. And yet, after 11 ballots, this was the man that the Holy Spirit chose. What's also interesting, if you see how early his cause for canonization opened. In fact, it was during the Vatican Council that Pope Paul VI, in the final session of Vatican II, November 18, 1965, he opened the cause of Pius XII as well as John XXIII. And then in the year 2000, Pope John Paul II beatified him. Beatified John XXIII, and then Pope Francis canonized him just 2 years ago, along with St. John Paul II, on April 27th, the Feast of Divine Mercy, in 2014. So his legacy, of course, is the Vatican Council, which we need to implement each day of our lives in growing in holiness and not keeping the faith to ourselves, but sharing it with everyone we meet. And so we pray today, St. John the 23rd, pray for us.